Thanks, Lauren.
I was, it's funny, I spent some time in there, too.
Good afternoon. If we could have silence, please, in the audience. My name's Barbara Ehrlichman. I am the deputy hearing examiner. This is a pre-hearing conference for the matter of the appeal of master use permit issued by Seattle Department of Construction Inspections, application number 3028174, granted April 16, 2018. The hearing examiner file number is MUP18012W. Today is a pre-hearing conference. It's an informal conference. There is no taking of evidence or hearing argument today. That's reserved for the hearing. I would like to go around the table and have each representative identify themselves for the record. Starting up here.
Yes, for the applicant, Brandon Gribben of Hilsa Futterman.
Abby Weber, land use planner, representing the department.
Okay.
Lauren Carter, representing the neighborhood appellant.
Okay. Let's talk about what we've got to get accomplished today. I'd like to talk about hearing schedule, any issue clarification, witnesses and exhibits, pre-hearing motions, discovery, if there is any. Is there anything else we need on the list today?
Witness and exhibit deadlines?
Yeah, that's on there. Okay. Let's see. I first want to know if the party representatives have been in contact with one another at all. Has there been any attempt to talk about settlement, mediation?
No.
Well, I would encourage that discussion, even if it's, you know, only with regard to a specific issue. I don't think you have too many issues that you've raised, but admissibility of evidence, things like that. And we are able to refer you to an interlocal conflict resolution group, which the services are provided to parties at no cost. And you can use a mediator not associated with this office at all. We don't provide those sorts of services, but that is free, and we can give you that information if you would like it. Okay. Well, for this part, I will ask each party one by one some questions. Are there any pre-hearing motions planned by either side?
The applicant intends on filing a motion to dismiss, and we plan on having that filed by this Friday, the 11th.
Okay.
Not at this time.
Okay.
The city would also likely file a motion, or perhaps join.
Okay.
Depending.
On the same date.
It can be.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Discovery. Is there any need for discovery in this case?
Not for the applicant.
Okay.
Clarification there would be nice. What are you meaning by discovery?
Discovery means obtaining documents from the other side in the case.
Actually, if there are any of the design review documents that are available, that would be nice. Everything that is on the city's portal is basically limited to the permits and the public notices. So if there's any prior discussion that had been made about the design review, that would be helpful.
Okay, I'm only asking about the time, if you need time to do discovery. That's totally up to you, talking with the department. I don't provide documents. So.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if that's such a thing that would be available, that we could discover with the city's cooperation.
I can clarify, yeah. The project didn't go through design review.
Okay, see that, and it was helpful.
Yeah.
So I'm limited to what I can see on the portal. So
yes, do we want time?
Okay, so is that a, do you need time for discovery at this point?
Yes.
How much time do you feel like you need?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
I'm not sure what is considered appropriate at this time.
Okay, let's talk about...
And just for clarification, yes. Is that 2 weeks to serve discovery requests?
Well, good question. We're not really that formal in terms of discovery, and we don't deal with the discovery issues, so I would just encourage you, the parties, to talk to each other and find out, you know, if you have requests, make them quickly, because, you know, we'll be trying to set the hearing for this matter next month, so.
Okay. Helpful time.
Are we allowed to speak?
To assist Ms. Carter, and I would like to say...
No, hold on. There's no extraneous conversation.
Right.
That occurs within pre-hearing conferences. It's parties only. So,
we're assisting this party, and there's a very relevant...
Well, I'm sorry. This is not the time for that.
Well,
if
we
you had...
We were denied access to this.
Okay, you know what? Right now, this isn't helping me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I will step
so.
Out.
I think I addressed this to the clerk earlier. You all came in to the office, and there is a procedure to join a party through intervention. It's called intervention, and I believe our receptionist gave you a copy of that rule. You file, in order to join the appeal, you would have to file a written motion for intervention, and if you plan to do so, I would do so by this Friday.
And is that online? Because the computers throughout the last 3 months have been offline for this project.
There is the hearing examiner's rules of procedure are on the on our website, on the Seattle Hearing Examiner's website. Okay, next we're going to talk about witnesses and exhibits, and the idea is not that you have to commit to a particular number. I'm just trying to get a range so that we understand how big the appeal is going to be and how much time we're going to need for the hearing. Okay, so how many witnesses do you plan to call, Ms. Carter?
The maximum, I would say, would be about 15.
15?
Well, I'm judging from the neighborhood participation, I think. I would rather go over estimation rather than under and deny someone the opportunity to speak. So I don't plan on that many people at all. But, you know, if this is when I can...
Okay, so pages, let me clarify. You're in an appeal, mm-hmm. and you've raised specific issues mm-hmm. in the appeal, and you're limited to that particular issue.
Okay.
You have an expert opinion, for example, that would come in and say, you know, an expert that would give testimony regarding how the appeal or the permit was decided, crafted, et cetera, you know, how it does not conform with the code. That's something that would be suitable for a witness to come in and testify to.
Okay.
We generally don't allow repetitive testimony,
okay.
and if you have a number of public or members of the public or neighbors who are very concerned about the project, mm-hmm. this is not the time for those sorts of concerns. Those were during the permit process. This is just an appeal of a discrete issue that you
sure.
may.
Yep, that's helpful.
Do you understand?
Yeah, thank you.
So
in that case, probably no more than two.
Okay. All right. And how about for you?
For the applicant, I would estimate no more than three witnesses.
Okay. for the city?
No more than three.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about exhibits. How many exhibits would you plan to introduce at hearing?
And so by exhibits, you mean like discrete pieces of evidence, such as like copies of permits and
that? Exactly.
Kind of thing. Okay. 5 to 10.
Okay. And how about the applicant?
I would say 5 exhibits is a fair estimate.
Okay. In the city?
5 to 10.
Okay. All right. Based on that, I think we could probably get through this in, I mean, certainly one day would be sufficient, and maybe a half a day, but we could schedule for the entire day, make sure we have enough time. Is there anything, before we start looking at dates, is there anything else that we need to address prior to looking at that?
Well, if we could just go back to the motion to dismiss. So
okay.
The hearing examiner rules give 7 days to file a response.
Right.
And I would just request 2 days to file a reply.
Okay. Yeah, and we will do that. Basically, we're going to work backwards from the dates and then establish dates for exhibit lists and witness lists, et cetera. So, I am looking right now, I think. Let me get online here real quick. I haven't had a whole lot of luck with this thing yet, but I'm going to try it again. I've been looking at the dates of the 5th, 6th, or 7th of June. I have some openings those days. How do those look for the appellant?
Page over. Come on, Google Calendar. Let's see here. So that would be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, correct? And this is potentially half day or full day, you said?
I would reserve a full day, yeah.
At this time, any of those dates are acceptable. Again, just to probably to give as much time as possible, I would probably would request the 7th, just because it's the latest date, but any one of those we could probably request.
Okay. Actually, I think we should probably go for the 5th or 6th, okay. Because the 7th, we also have citations on Thursdays, so. What about for the...
Yeah, I'm available any of those 3 dates.
Okay.
Yeah, either of those days work for me.
Okay. All right, so let's say June 6th at 9 o'clock will be the schedule for the hearing, which means the final exhibit and witness lists have to be in the week before. So... I'd like to say that the applicant and the city need to have their final witness list in on May 29th. That's a, can you tell me what day of the week is?
It's Friday? Tuesday.
Tuesday.
But the 30th would be a week before.
Okay, so let's do the 30th. And the appellants will need to have theirs in by the week before. If you can give me the calendar date.
It would be May 23rd.
May 23rd. Okay. And I'm thinking at this, with this number, you probably don't need preliminary and final lists, or would you like to do it that way?
I'm fine with just final. I think
okay.
That's sufficient.
Okay. And please recall that on the 30th also, you need to exchange any exhibits that you will be introducing. And you don't bring them here. You just give them to the other party. So you'll need to get the address of the applicant to make sure he receives those exhibits. Okay. Ms. Carter, I'm assuming you can complete whatever discovery you need to complete by then.
Yeah.
I think all we're left with is pre-hearing motion dates. So let's see. Filing by May 11th. So the response will be due May 18th from you, Ms. Carter.
So this is the response to the appeal to dismiss?
No, to his motion to dismiss your appeal.
Okay.
And then a reply can be due, how about May 23rd?
Yeah, I'm even fine with the 22nd, just to give you enough time to decide on the motion. If that's okay with the city, I don't want to...
Yeah, 22nd is great. Okay, so that is what we will do. And again, if there's any motions for intervention, I'd like to see them as soon as possible, preferably on the scheduled dates that we have for the pre-hearing motion. Is there anything else we need to talk about today?
I just want to confirm with the parties are fine with service by email.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. All right. I am going to complete a pre-hearing order this afternoon so that we have this in writing. And I think that will do it for today.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
So sorry, will there be like a written summary then of the
yes.
video? Okay, just make sure I have all my dates correct.
Yes.
Sometimes Google Calendar is a little too helpful the other way.